In the spirit of holiday reflection, I share the following essay from an unknown author. He wrote, "If we could shrink the Earth's population to a village of only 100 people and preserve all the existing human ratios, it would look something like this. There would be 57 Asians, 21 Europeans, 14 from the Western Hemisphere, both North and South, and 8 Africans. 52 would be female, 48 would be male, 70 would be non-white, 30 would be white, 70 would be non-Christian, 30 would be Christian, 89 would be heterosexual, 11 would be homosexual. 6 people would possess 59% of the entire world's wealth, and all 6 would be from the United States. 80 would live in substandard housing. 70 would be unable to read. 50 would suffer from malnutrition. 1 would be near death. 1 near birth. And 1, yes, only 1, would have a college education. 1 would own a computer. When one considers our world from such a compressed perspective, the need for acceptance, understanding, and education becomes clear. And here's something else to ponder. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you're more blessed than 1 million human beings who will not survive the week. If you've never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you have an advantage over 500 million people in the world. If you can attend a church meeting without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you're more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of this world. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, and spare change in a dish someplace, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. When JPR posts this commentary on its website, if you can read it, you'll have received a double blessing in that someone was thinking of you, and furthermore, you are more blessed than more than 2 billion people in the world who cannot read at all. On this holiday, dear listener, let's count our blessings. I'm Les O'Coyne.